Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Foreman and Orman, Old School on this Wednesday, on this cold, blistering Wednesday, which is going to lead into Thursday. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple. Once again, want to give a big shout out to Strick on the block. Appreciate him letting me sit in on it. Big shout out to Evan Bland as well, dropping some nuggets with the Nebraska baseball team that I think that people say they've had a pretty successful weekend. Obviously, would have liked to end it a little bit better against Grand Canyon, but nevertheless, feel like they're on the right beaten path heading or moving forward. So, a lot to talk about NFL wise. I would say Austin, and towards the end of the game, end of this segment. Well, since the game starts at 5:20, let's pivot a little bit, right? I don't even think we've ever been on the game starts at 5:30. So this is new.
The first.
So we'll talk a little bit Nebraska basketball. So I think the big deal for me tonight is the three E's, right? It's energy, right? That has to be authentic, right? You got to bring your own energy.
In a dead arena.
In a dead arena.
Good basketball goes to die at the Bryce
Ford. And a crappy time, right? People, you got to think up there in State College, it's hard to get around. It's probably not going to be a big turnout right away. So you got to bring your own energy. So obviously you'd like to have fans as they're showing up late thinking about going home. So you're beating them so bad. And then number two for the three E's is this season. You got to get him going. It's a perfect game for him to really be ultra aggressive and to get going because it will bode well down the stretch. And then the third, which I think is the most important, is be efficient. And that's an offense and defense, but in particularly start faster on offense and be more efficient on offense. I feel as obviously when you think about the Northwestern game, not very efficient, had some decent shots, not a lot of obviously execution as far as getting the ball in the hole. That needs to be significantly different. So the three E's, effort, exigent, and efficiency, they do all three of those. It should bode well for them to go out to Penn State and do what they're supposed to do and want to do and should do and earned it. And so, you know, that's my take on the game. Nothing fancy. You know, you don't got to worry about style points. The best style is the only point you need is one more point than them.
Yes and no.
You're worried about style points playing out of Penn State at 5:30. You're the
win
same
the game.
You're the same person.
Win
that, hold on.
The
you're
game.
The same one that talks about you worried about when Nebraska plays at 11. I say I don't care. I just want to win. I just need one more.
When was I ever concerned about that?
You always say that.
No, don't put that on me. Do not put that on me.
You agreed with our former co-partner that was always to my left.
It can be different. It can be a reason. It's not an excuse not to come and play.
Yeah.
Here's my thing on style points. Obviously, win the game, right? That's first and foremost. What I've been saying all week, you can go back and you can track this from on the block and post-game, is that it would be nice, not essential, it would be nice if Nebraska could start to pass that external eye test a little more. If Nebraska goes 3-2 over its last five, gets them to 10-10 in conference. I think that's bare minimum what Nebraska needs to do to pass the quote-unquote eye test. If you're 9-11 in a power conference, whatever it is, I mean, that'd be a 2-3 finish to the year. With a six-game losing streak, you went 9-5 in the other 14. But I think there's just something to getting to 500. If you can steal another one, get to 11-9, if you go 4-1 over your last five, there's not a huge difference. Maybe it makes a difference in the standings. Maybe it doesn't. But I think you feel better about it, and people on the outside look at you with a different level of respect if you get to 500 or above in conference instead of settling at 9-11.
Yeah.
You beat Northwestern, who's struggling down, you know, it's second leading scorer in Brooks Barnheiser, down its, you know, third best player maybe in Jalen Leach. You won the game. That's what was most important. But Jay, my hope, not my expectation, not what I'm saying needs to happen, but my hope for this team is it got some of those road jitters out of the way. It's reacclimated to the road trip. They stayed out there. Hopefully, you know, getting down by 20 at Northwestern was the only wake-up call that this team needs. Because, yeah, no, you don't need style points. But I think it would be really nice to have them just from the outside to maybe improve your seed for a committee member that might be watching. They don't use the eye test to grade these things, but maybe they'll look at you slightly more favorably. Oh, they really handled Penn State. They really took care of business. They're a game above 500. They're right at 500 in conference play. It's those little soft factors that won't ever be cited for a reason that Nebraska got seated here or there, or how Nebraska is even talked about, regardless of what the postseason picture looks like. But I would like some style points tonight. They are there for the taking if, like you said, Nebraska comes with energy. Nebraska has a good game from Connor Asijan, who in his last three games has scored a combined 13 points. Yes, one of them was with the flu. One and a half of them was with the flu. But to me, if the energy is good and if Asijan is good, those two things will feed into the efficiency for Nebraska. To me, your 30 is a byproduct of the first two.
Yeah, they all kind of go together. I guess the alarming thing is that I think what you're saying is 100% correct, and I agree. I think with this team, I kind of look at it kind of like the football team last year, like it's a maturity. I think this is your version of what you are explaining to say eye test. I think a maturity, it's a maturity test for me.
Yes.
Can you show up when you're supposed to and do it exactly what you're supposed to do? Because if you do, it'll look fine.
Mm-hmm.
The efficiency would be there. It might not be a season. It might be Raleigh. It might be Braxton. Whoever it might be.
Don't care.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It'll be somebody. The thing that's a little wary, though, and this also lets you know the confidence level of Nebraska being able to do it. I'm not big into betting and stuff, but they're only favored by 1.5.
Same as they were at Northwestern.
Which is interesting. Mm-hmm. So you talk about being motivated, right? If we're staying out there, you know, it's great to come back from 20. Let's prove that wasn't a fluke. Let's prove that Northwestern just thing, you know, got bombarded and couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I can tell you right now, wherever they're practicing and meeting, I'm more than pissed off.
Mm.
That's disrespectful. This team that we're playing, Penn State, has lost 11 of the last 12. They're saying you're pretty much
dead last in the conference.
They say pretty much you just a free throw better than them.
That's what they're telling you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't some fake, oh, I heard you, like, you know, sometimes when coaches say something like, oh, I talked to somebody back then, you know, you're lying and stuff. Right. No, this is it right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's still going to be a hard win, or, you know, hard row to toe, but there is a breaking point for Penn State. They've shown you the last 11 of the last 12, they have a breaking point. So you got to get to that point where you try to out-execute them and then break them and then obviously win.
Here's the other part of that maturity test, Jay, is that Nebraska has taken its fair share of teams up to that breaking point and then let them off the hook for two or three possessions.
Yep.
Yeah, it's on the road. Yeah, it's a weird time. Yeah, it's a weird arena against a struggling team. Nebraska has taken Rutgers to that point. Nebraska has taken USC to that point. Nebraska even took Illinois to that point a little bit. It's just always one or two possessions from putting the game actually away. Same with Oregon in the first half, arguably, right? Nebraska got up by 15, then they start turning the ball over. They stretch it to 20 in the first half. Is it a stress-free end? Probably not. Again, you're on the road, Big Ten play. But that's the biggest step I was hoping Nebraska would take in season that we just haven't consistently seen. Yes, they've won, what, 5 of their last 6 games now, lost to Maryland notwithstanding. Nebraska is at least won games, and that's what matters. The next step for this team, maybe it was fair to expect, maybe it's not. Maybe it's the next step for the program. What the program is building to outside of just this team is when they get teams to deep water, they actually act like sharks and say, nope, you're not escaping.
Yeah.
When you get these teams backed up to the edge of the cliff, you give them that little nudge over. You get one nail away, you actually use the hammer and pound it in instead of letting them, you know, push the lid up. That's the next step.
And that's hard. It's hard to expect. It's hard to do because of the transfer portal. That's something that you kind of like build and demand and develop. Now there's guys that you like to have that instinct, but some, I think in this day and time, you have to like foster that in different ways with these different, types of kids and different types of dynamics year in, year out of teams. You'll see it with the football team. You'll see whatever. It's just, that's just part of the deal of coaching, because you're not able to really develop kids over 2.5-3 years, both basketball and football in any sport. Now that's why you saw the outlier of Oakland last year beating Kentucky, because they had an older team, guys that went through the grind together. So they were very, very astute at putting the dagger in the heart, per se.
Yeah,
they did. They had, they knew when the homeboy was, when he was heating up, is good night, Irene. That's something you have to build towards. But then also, I think this is something that, where when we were just talking about Bryce Williams, this is a perfect opportunity for him to impose his will on this team in a good way, on this coaching staff in a good way, but then more importantly on Penn State. And it's he doesn't have to force it. He doesn't have to overexert himself. You just got to go out there and make sure you're the same Bryce Williams. Now, look, he's played 2 games, you know, coming off of sickness, every, you know, pretty much 39 minutes. This is the perfect opportunity for Fred to really, you know, he doesn't need to get a whiteboard. You know, you guys, look, you ain't coming home. You ain't coming home after Northwestern and get your belly rubbed and your back padded and then get soft. No, we're out here on the road. So this is us. But this is the perfect time to challenge other guys on the roster.
Bryce play 39 minutes. Other guys, and step
it could
up.
Could be Euless. Could be Morgan. Excuse me, Braxton Mia. I don't know if Burke is playing. Most likely not.
No, he didn't make the trip.
Raleigh, where you at? You see what this man's doing? He's going to bring it tonight. What are you going to do? So this is a perfect opportunity to build that team bonding, but then also challenge guys and bring the most out of them as well.
You talked about the last 8 minutes of a game for Bryce Williams during On the Block. That's crucial. I would argue that tonight, if everything goes well, right, hopefully it doesn't come down to the last 8 minutes,
right,
which is where, let's flip this around, Jay, the first 8 minutes, you can be just as clutch in the first eight as you are the last eight. Against a team like Penn State, where you are more talented, you're on a winning streak, their confidence is beaten down, they're looking down the road. I mean, we've seen this with Nebraska football, where the teams don't have something to play for. Nebraska doesn't show up, teams hang around. Tonight, instead of Bryce Williams having to be clutch down the stretch in the last 8 minutes, I want to see Bryce Williams in Nebraska come out with that energy, that focus, that execution in the first 8 minutes, so they don't have to play those high stress, high pressure last 8 minutes, right? Yeah. Be clutch early so you don't have to late.
Yeah, don't have any like mishaps on defensive rotations, lack of communication, you know, playing out there playing, you know, kickball with the basketball, anything like that. Be really, really efficient, and then, you know, play with the right amount of force. And so we got an interesting text here from unknown texter 0739. He said, road games in the Big Ten, he must be trying to say, don't reflect the point spreads, no disrespect. What does that mean?
I assume it's something along the lines of, it's tough to win a road game in the conference.
Sure.
Which can be true.
It is true. I mean,
it's also an excuse.
Right.
I mean, Nebraska to take the next step, just go win the games you're supposed to win.
And that's why I was like, I think at this point, they could get more out of gutting it out. Now, if you're out there kind of like Northwestern, where you're down by 12 and then you got to make a magical run, then you win. But then you're like, okay, well, what can we do to get started faster? I think also you got to expect Penn State to play, you know, good at the very beginning, but then also reality sets in. We've seen that with Oregon, or even some with Northwestern, where they really were hitting threes. You got to really just, you know, hold your head above water and tread water. Teams are allowed, because they're all Division I basketball players, they're allowed to come out and hit shots, especially even if you're, I mean, even if you're playing good defense. What shouldn't be allowed is give them anything easy, because eventually, if you keep plugging away, and this is where I think that you have to, where you got to give Fred credit, whereas Northwestern, where they were getting some good shots, definitely weren't making any. But he was cool, calm, and collective. But he knew at halftime, I need to infuse some energy into him. And then obviously it worked. You've seen the same thing in Oregon, where they were playing lights out, and then you had to kind of, you know, ride the tide or wait the tide out a little bit. So ultimately, I think Nebraska's just got to show up with the right mindset and play. and look at it as a tremendous opportunity. Don't look at it like, woe is me. We're out there Wednesday. I'm sure it's cold out there. I'm sure it's crappy out there. There's no energy in it. And you kind of let Penn State's problems become your problems.
Yeah.
You're here. It's business trip. It's almost like you're an assassin and you have no feelings for them. We got to do what we got to do, because I think that will help them as they finish out four games after that, and then hopefully into the Big Ten and also the big tournament. Old Dad 34. Big Bird, we will get to your text next segment. He says, do the men's team have to get to 20 wins to make the big dance, do you think? I think that's a tough question. I mean,
what does your gut tell you? Yes or no?
I think what's the record right now?
17-8. Or 17-9. 17-9.
I don't think they have to, but I think if they don't, I think it puts more pressure on the Big Ten tournament. I think if they get the 20 in the regular season and win a game, I think they're pretty locked in. I think if they somehow, you know, don't play well, I think then they got to really, then there goes their pressure. So it's just, this game is just reflective of the whole season,
yeah,
really. So I think if they get to 20, they're fine. I don't think it's a death sentence if they don't.
If Nebraska doesn't get to 20 at this point, I would be A, surprised, and B, disappointed.
Sure.
That's what I'd say.
But also, you have to be realistic. If some teams play really, really well, if Burke doesn't come back or whatever could happen, you can be like Illinois where you just get the bubonic plague going through your locker room, right? Right. So then it's...
Can't wait for them to face Duke on Saturday. That's going to be fun.
So then you got to look at all the... I always say every interception isn't the same. Mm-hmm. Every loss isn't the same. Every season isn't the same with the same record. So you just got to kind of look at it. And then hopefully when you have a chance, because you get a little bit of a mini bye week before the Big Ten tournament and really make some noise.
It's just interesting to look at it because Nebraska basketball as a program is not in a spot where you can say they should win any game. They're still earning their stripes, still earning their keep to some degree. But for Nebraska, let's say that they win three of their next five. The ideal wins for Nebraska are tonight, avoid a quad three. Mm. You beat Michigan at home on Monday. That enhances the resume. And then you go on the road and you double down on Ohio State, who you beat at home. Those are the three ideal wins for Nebraska, I would say. But then you would ask yourself, okay, if Nebraska beat Michigan, how do they turn around and lose to Minnesota?
Or
how do they lose to Iowa on senior day? That's the question you're asking. So let's say Nebraska just wins its home games. Well, how do you lose this one to Penn State? That's a struggling team. And then turn right around and beat Michigan. Did you fall into a trap? Why did you fall into the trap game on the road? Now, why couldn't you focus for that one? You didn't have to save any energy for Michigan, right? Mm. It's not a win-lose, you know, situation for Nebraska. Right now, it's a lot of landmines. That's what I've been saying all week, too, is that if you look at what Nebraska has left, it has two opportunities to help the resume and three that are going to hurt. Michigan will help you. Ohio State will help you. Otherwise, there is no tangible benefit to the big picture resume for Nebraska outside of, like I was saying to start the segment with the eye test, the maturity test.
Yeah.
Because any game you win or lose, it's going to, outside of Michigan and Ohio State, it's going to be, well, why didn't you do X, Y, or Z against the other three teams on the schedule?
Yeah, but I would push back a little bit on how Minnesota's playing. If they that UCLA game for them, that was huge, and that was very good.
Credit the Gophers for that one.
It was not very good for UCLA.
But you can look at that and say, we can't afford to be UCLA. There's your motivation.
I 100% agree with you. But if Minnesota, when you look at the way that they what they got coming down the stretch, right? Say, and I'm saying Nebraska would beat them, right? So they beat UCLA, they got Penn State, they got Northwestern, we beat them, and just say Minnesota beats Wisconsin on Senior Day.
Woo.
That even though it's a game you should and have to win, right? It has a little bit more cachet with it. And just say Minnesota goes to Rutgers the last game of the season for them and beats the two lottery picks, right? So the Gophers end up with maybe 10 wins in the Big Ten.
That'd be okay? Crazy.
So now that's a different game. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Right. You know, how they finish is definitely going to be reflective, even though it's a must-win game, because I think Minnesota is a styles make fights. I think their style and what they do, plus Garcia got busy the second half. He had over 20 some points in the second half. So
he had 27 in the second.
I mean,
he had five at half, finished with 32.
Yeah. And it was a his 3-point shot is kind of, he's like a catapult. A
little bit. Yeah.
But it works though. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. By the time we come back, Nebraska will be tipping off against Penn State. Hopefully run a tip play and end up two points or so ahead. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school, the new school way. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.